In coming weeks, we will speak with candidates for the U.S. House of Representatives about a variety of issues and provide stories about topics of interest. We begin our series with Republican Liz Cheney. Cheney is the daughter of former Vice President Dick Cheney, who is also Wyoming's congressman. Ms. Cheney has been an attorney. She's worked in the U.S. State Department, where she worked on U.S. policy in the Middle East. She also was a Fox News contributor and co-authored a book with her father. Today, we talk about energy issues, specifically coal.
Yeah, I think, you know, clearly we're in a situation now. We've obviously got a market downturn, but we've been through that before in Wyoming. And what's happening now is you've got a market downturn that's being absolutely exacerbated by these policies coming out of Washington. And it's no secret, you know, the Obama administration, Secretary Clinton, Senator Sanders, they've been very clear they want to kill the coal industry. In my view, it's based on totally junk science. And they tried during the first part of the administration to do this really through these subsidies to renewables. And I think it's absolutely clear that we've seen tens of billions of taxpayer dollars wasted. They became clear that you cannot, through, you know, government picking winners and losers, shift the mix of our energy sources to favor the renewables. And so now you've got this next step, which was the Clean Power Plan, which thankfully has been stayed. But you're seeing the impact of that and the results of that continually. And that's not the only issue we've got. You've got the regional haze rule and a whole range of other standards coming out of the EPA in particular. And I think that if we have a focused effort, if we have leadership on this issue in Washington, we need to look at this as a national battle. You know, we in Wyoming certainly understand how important coal is to us and certainly understand how important it is for the mix of power. Still today, it's responsible for a larger percentage of electricity generation in the country than any other source. Natural gas is coming close. But across the board, we have the ability to be energy independent as a nation. And we in Wyoming have the resources to make that possible. And that's hugely important for us in terms of economic growth, in terms of bringing businesses back. And it's something that we can do if we get the federal government out of the way. But it is going to require a national effort. You know, you've got to be in a position where you're able to explain to people coal doesn't only matter to us in Wyoming. If you like electricity, then what this administration is trying to do to the coal industry is going to be devastating across the board.
One of your ideas is to obviously look at the EPA and maybe do away with the EPA in some form. Could that be a little extreme?
Well, I think you've got a series of pieces of legislation that were well-intentioned when they were passed. Things like the Clean Air Act and the Clean Water Act, the Endangered Species Act, may have been well-intentioned but have been totally, at this point, expanded far beyond anything that's beneficial and far beyond, in my view, anything that's constitutional. And so we've really got to look very closely at what it's going to take to be able to restrain and roll back agencies like the EPA. And certainly that has to do with congressional oversight. It has to do with power of the purse. The bureaucracy has become bloated, and unelected bureaucrats shouldn't be able to exercise that kind of power. It's going to take regulatory reform as well.
Well, we've been talking about regulations, which are obviously out there. How much of this is the fault, though, also of the industry? When I talk to researchers at the University of Wyoming, it's generally somebody has a good idea to do clean coal research or something like that, but it's never the coal industry. And then at the same time, you know, they've made some, especially those two companies, made some maybe strange investments that might be part of this layoff mix as much as the regulations. How much of this is on them, do you think?
Well, I just disagree. I mean, I think that the industry has, in fact, you know, put tremendous efforts in and has been able to sort of see the concerns that people have had. And, you know, certainly our coal is the cleanest in the world. And if you look at, you know, some of the areas that people have focused on in terms of export, for example, you know, we have faced challenges certainly from, you know, states like Oregon, where you've got environmental objections to the siting of terminals. But you've also got a huge problem at the federal level in terms of the permitting that's necessary, in terms of the time it would take. So, you know, it seems very clear to me that if you're talking about what needs to be done to recognize and unleash the potential here, what's got to be done is a federal government has got to be rolled back, restricted, regulations cut so that we really can get access to these resources and put them to work for everybody.
Is all of climate change a junk science?
You know, I think that the notion that carbon dioxide is a pollutant is wrong. And I think that's one of the things people can go to my website, CheneyForWyoming.com, and see my priorities. And one of them is I'd like to see Congress legislate a prohibition against regulating CO2 as a pollutant. I think when you've got a gas that is generated by every human activity, the idea that you've got a federal agency that is acting, I think, in an unconstitutional way to regulate it, is fundamentally wrong. And so I certainly am not convinced that we're in a position where human activity is causing an increase in temperature. And you can certainly see they've even changed the way they talk about it. You know, the Al Gores of the world don't call it global warming anymore because, frankly, the facts didn't bear that out. It's now called climate change. And every single policy that they're putting in place today, which will devastate the economy, will devastate Wyoming's economy, devastate potentially the energy industry, will, by their own admission, have almost no impact on global temperatures.
We've had, it depends on which member of Congress we're talking about, but we've not had our delegation recently really embrace renewables. Now, I know you're, as you've made very clear, you don't want to get away from coal and go strictly towards renewables. But what is your stance when it comes to renewables?
Look, I think that as a nation, the responsible place for us to be is to say we're pursuing all of the above. I mean, it is hugely important for us from an economic perspective and from a national security perspective to be energy independent. And that's where we ought to be, and we ought to pursue every possible avenue to make that happen. But what we've seen happen in the last 7.5 years is almost sort of simultaneous with these huge advances in fracking and in horizontal drilling that have made us, you know, closer to energy independence than ever before. At the same time, you've had this ideology on the part of the administration that doesn't want to support fossil fuels. And so we've watched them waste tens of billions of dollars on renewables. The same environmental groups that complain about, you know, sage grouse when it comes to oil and gas seem not at all concerned about, you know, what the wind turbines are doing to bald eagles, for example. And so I think we've got to have a level playing field, and I think we need to pursue all of the above. But right now, you've got the administration very much trying to exercise favoritism.